proclamation number 4539 dated the January 14th, 1949. People's deliberate rejection of the divine word. It is remarkable how few people allow themselves to be affected by the divine word, how little notice they take of the fact that it is conveyed to them in an unusual way, and how often they inwardly object to it and silently or openly reject it. People are already strongly influenced by God's adversary who clouds their power of judgment and has weakened their will, hence they neither recognize nor do they want to recognize what they are lacking and what could help them. That which is most important seems utterly unimportant to them. They only pay attention to the body's demands and have little spiritual interests. This also explains why the divine word is only occasionally recognized as truth and sends its rays of light in the surrounding area. Only a few people will feel the strength of the divine word affecting them and thereby mature psychologically. The gospel will certainly be carried to all places, but it will not find open doors everywhere, and thus tiny lights will only glow now and then and cannot expel the darkness of night which is spread across the earth. It will only be bright and clear where the light from above is kindled, where the directly offered word is accepted, whose effect on people is unsurpassed. And thus it is not down to the word itself, nor to the activity of God's messengers. Instead, the fact that the divine word will not find the wider distribution necessary for the human race to heal spiritually and to prepare itself for the last judgment is entirely due to people's deliberate rejection. Countless threads are woven between heaven and earth, just as many threads stretch out from the earth itself into all directions. The news of God's extraordinary working reaches all places and therefore could also be spread into all directions, yet time and again the threads reach a dead end and, on account of respecting free will, it is impossible to convey the divine word to people as long as they inwardly deliberately reject it. Hence it is necessary to campaign and work incessantly. And as soon as only one person accepts the message from above, a great rescue mission will have been accomplished, and God conveys His word to earth for the sake of these individual souls, so that they will find the path to Him before the end arrives, before night sets in and extinguishes all light. Amen.